You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Trucker Thursday. It is a trucker morning out there. 46 in Green Bay, 49 in Appleton, 48 in Oshkosh, which is about as warm as it could. Seriously, the high is only 50, Todd? It's 48 now. The high today is only 50? Okay. All right. It's a Thursday. We're with Selena Darrow and Jeremy Beck, Rooted Incorporated, United States Postal Service, Stamp Out Hunger.
And these are two people that really do it. And
they're in the trenches.
You are. Let's start with Jeremy. Jeremy, this is a program you've been doing for years. Tell us about it. And I think that's, I love when we have these public-private partnerships. And, you know, you guys have stepped up for, well, how many years have you been working on this postal Stamp Out Hunger?
Yeah, so Stamp Out Hunger has been a NALC and partnership with USPS, along with our rural carriers and other corporate sponsors, going on our 32nd year now.
That's awesome.
I've been the coordinator for local Titletown Branch 619. This is my second year doing this now. Okay. I've been with the Postal Service for 10 years. So as a carrier, I was also involved as well.
Hey, just for people who don't know, but I think most people do, this May 10th, tell us about how the program works.
Yeah, so we have a sponsorship. Postcards, to remind people, are going out to all the community members and residential households this week. Next week, we'll have bags that we'll be mailing out as well and delivering to people. Our bags this year were sponsored by the United Way of Brown County.
Great.
And so May 10th, we ask that everybody have their donations out in the bags that we provide out by their mailboxes by 9:30. And then we'll do the rest. Either your carrier will come and get it, or we also have volunteers that are going out to the
I have
routes.
To jump in. Jim is the expert on this thing. I just have to ask you one question after we talk about, because I was just, you know, I try to get in 10,000 steps a day, and I did that once. How many steps?
How'd you feel after that?
Great. Athletic. How many steps does a typical mail carrier, what's the proper term? I'm not sure. We used to say mailman.
Mail carrier.
How many steps does a walking M-A-I-L. Mail carrier?
I set my daily goal at 13,000, and I double that almost every day.
Oh, my God.
25,000 steps. But look at the guy, John.
Well, yeah. I know. That's why I wanted to be a postal worker.
I wanted to get a job after I got done with my previous job that included exercise that I didn't have to go to the gym.
So did I, and I'm here.
That is like a perfect, yeah. This, we sit here, we just drive this desk for 3 hours. We don't.
You're the pinnacle of health. But
Thank you.
We do get up and go get coffee, though.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Every
so
step.
Because there are times Todd will not bring it to us.
All right, back, okay.
There are times he will not bring, I just had to ask that, where it said if you do 7,000 steps a day, it could add like 5 years to your life. And I thought, who walks the most? And it's like, a postal worker. You do 26,000?
Yeah.
26,000.
Yep.
My God. But there's other jobs that I was...
Who wants to live that long?
But, you know, being a baggage handler at the airport, you know, those are just jobs that you're exercising while you're working. I applied for a couple of those things, but here I am. Hey, so this, I know, right?
You're here.
And the products that we want in those bags, just to remind people that it's non-perishable, right? Rice-a-roni.
Yep. Non-perishable, preferably anything that's not expired or half opened or half used already.
Yes,
we get a lot of that.
Isn't that, okay, I'm sorry, but that's one of my pet peeves where versus, okay, somebody thinks they're doing something nice, and we used to send things to the troops in Afghanistan, Iraq all the time, and people would bring stuff that was like expired that they had in the back of their... Do you know what I'm saying?
Just a little. If their heart's in the right spot, it's okay.
That's what I mean. Yep. You didn't want
to,
but it's
if
like,
they're really,
really
trying to like dump it, it's like,
yeah. You know, you guys get that too? Yeah.
Well, we have.
Just because you're homeless doesn't mean you eat expired food.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
And we, yeah. But
And preferably anything that's also in plastic or metal containers versus glass because of transport and stuff. We don't want anything to break and like spaghetti sauce to get over everything else.
Right.
So, okay. So
I used to live on ragu.
Anything that will like last and make meals that will last, you know, a couple days or something like that. Anything that is.
Yeah, I just find that, and I don't have the numbers, but I think that's quite a successful program, just driving around or walking around the neighborhood. It seems like a lot of people participate.
Yeah, we do. We're always looking for more volunteers. We have quite a few to help out the day of, to help at sort at the post offices. We always kind of tend to run a little short with volunteers going out to the routes. So we do have carrier family members and friends coming in. We also have the pantries that we work with that are supplying volunteers as well. And we just kind of spread the word to other family and friends that if they want to come and help out,
stay on that.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll so take any.
If you need volunteer hours for something,
right,
and we can do that too.
And some people look to volunteer, and that's just a one. Some people don't want to volunteer because they don't want to make the commitment for week after week. This is just a one-time deal.
United Way of Green Bay is also working on getting us volunteers.
Okay,
as well.
So who do we contact if we want to? You need two things. You want the distribution, right, to sort the stuff when it all comes to a center. Is that what you said?
Once it comes back to the post office, we have volunteers that are taking all the donations.
And then you need volunteers to pick the stuff up.
Correct.
They just need a vehicle then? And you give them a route?
Right. Should there be I hate to say this.
Of two, one to drive, one to get out of the car and pick up. You can get some extra steps in that day.
Let's do that.
I hate to look at the worst possible thing, but would somebody out there be thinking, hey, I'm going to pretend I'm one of those people and pick up free stuff?
We do have sheets of signs that we put on the volunteer cars that also say volunteers. Yeah. Okay. It's our Stamp Out Hunger food logo.
I mean, I hate to think that way, but with all the things that are stolen these days off of porches, you know?
All right, but they have that protection in there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get the bags. You guys are going to drop them off this week.
Yep.
And then we have to either go buy something or look what we have that's good food, that's non-perishable, that's not going to expire in the near future.
Yeah.
What would be like a perfect thing for somebody to donate?
Any types of pastas or rices or oatmeal, peanut butter.
Canned tuna, canned chicken.
There you go, John.
You know, anything that... Anything
you
that
think
people...
I'm giving up my tuna? I spent $1.25 for that tuna, Jim.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, anything that people could use to make a meal.
Right. Okay, let's... And now I'll get to you in just a second, but so you're going to collect, I don't know, I have no idea, but where does it go?
It goes to all the local food pantries that we work with, that I work with to coordinate all this. So Rooted In with Selena is one of them, and then we have about 10 other pantries, local pantries, that they're all going to be going to within Green Bay, De Pere, and any other surrounding areas that are participating.
Selena,
it stays local.
You've been on this show a couple times here, and we just love what you're doing with Rooted In Incorporated. And you pick up, or your job is to take excess food and get it to the right place.
That's right.
And we don't do enough of that. We have excess food in our community. We just don't want it to go to landfill. So you've worked on a couple things, and I want to talk about both of them. I definitely want to pick up on the post office, but let's go back to the NFL draft, because I saw you yesterday. You were at our place. How'd that go? What did you pick up? Was there food left over?
It was absolutely amazing. So we had a posse of volunteers that would meet with the catering staff from the NFL offsite. We would weigh all of the food that was donated, and then we distributed it to 13 different agencies across the community.
How much food did you weigh in?
Well, we're actually still picking up and distributing food. So as of this morning, we're at about 7,145 pounds of both food and beverages. So we're the staff from the NFL is still in Green Bay, and they still need to eat. So if there's extras, we're still working with them. So it's been over a week now of us going and picking up the food.
When you say 7,000 pounds, I know that's your gauge or whatever, but in layman terms, like, how much food is that?
It's a lot of food. I mean, we were blessed to have so much healthy food, so lean proteins, pasta, vegetables, salads, sandwiches. You know, we weren't receiving the junk, like the hot dogs and the brats. It was all nutritious.
Why is that junk?
Whoa.
Thank you for being here, Selena, for the last time ever.
Selena, we just went from 13 places to 14, because we'll take the hot dogs.
Absolutely.
And brats.
Yeah, right.
There you go. 401
North Washington Street.
Civic Media.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
It's part of my keto diet.
And you were at the new community shelter. I was on TV yesterday, but thank you for dropping off a bunch of food for us.
Yes, we had a lot of produce. One of our food trucks, Wandering Table, had some extra food from the draft event we did at the Amplify parking lot. So they donated some lettuce and green onions and some bread. So we dropped that off over at the new community shelter yesterday. Yeah.
And it was used that night.
That's what I want to get at, though. If somebody wants to donate stuff like that, you know, bring it to the community shelter type things where they'll use it right away versus somewhere else where it will expire.
Well, you won't use it after 3 or 4 days.
Right. Yeah. But any food that's going to waste in this community, reach out to Root It In. We will find a way to come and pick it up, and we will get it distributed throughout this community to feed people.
Yeah. I was, we have 118 people living there, and then we feed 200 people an evening. And it was really fun when you guys started. You know, some of the trucks just came directly. They didn't go through you because they just like, look what they called us. And, you know, we have a menu set up for the month, but it was, take that off of there. Why take this frozen chicken out and do that? We're going to have leftovers. We'll call it something different, but we just, you know, a variety of things because there was so much. That's good food. I mean, most food is good food, but we've enjoyed it.
Is there anything worse than wasted food? Oh, no. You know what I mean? So many people would give anything for some of those things.
But
I will say this. Thank goodness for something like that, because you never know. I used to get calls when I was on the regular radio all the time. Same type of thing. Hey, we had a big event. We got food left over. What do we do with it?
Right.
And you're like a distributor. I mean, call you first, right?
That's right.
But when you know you got 200 people coming for dinner, I mean, we can use it. It has to get used. I think that's a good point. Like this lettuce and stuff. I know I saw that last night.
What, 48 hours?
We'll take it 3 days.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've set up all these amazing partnerships and mechanisms to receive the food and then distribute it to other food pantries, use it internally at Root It In to make meals. We have the mechanisms to rescue this food and use it to feed our community. It's going to be, moving forward, it's going to be more important than ever that our community invests in feeding our community. So many food pantries and agencies have relied on federal funding, and a lot of those programs are going to get cut in the near future. So as a community, we need to rise up, just like they did in Milwaukee about 10 years ago, to support an organization called Kinship. The community invested in food security because they realized how important it is that people who are struggling in poverty, food is just a part of that.
But such a necessary part.
Absolutely,
food and shelter,
100%.
They can't go on and make better decisions unless they have those two things covered. And you're right. We've got our letters, too, saying, look, you know, don't rely on this in the future. And we're like, okay. People are still going to want to eat, so we just got to figure out other things. And thank God the post office, you guys are doing this event, because I'm sure we'll be a recipient of that. And there's a lot of other things that we've been very creative the last couple of months looking at that. But so I want to get back to the volunteers for that U.S. post office thing, because two people to drive, that, and you sign up for like 2-3 hours, or what do you want for commitments on that?
As long as you want. So if you
I hate to be the naysayer, but even just safety reasons, if I was doing, I would want two people instead of like, what I'm saying?
Because one person to drive, one person to get out and get the donation.
Yeah.
And then, or you could just go to the post office. I take it you do it out on Packerland?
We do it at Packerland and Coffrin Station.
Oh, you do at Coffrin?
Yep.
And we just distribution where you sort the foods.
Yeah. So we have about five pantries that are going to be out at Packerland Gathering, and then another six.
We'll get the contact information right after the break.
Just really important stuff. Selena and Jeremy, back right after this.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta. We'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Hey, welcome back. Mike the Mayor here on a rainy Thursday Thursday morning talking about something that's very, very important.
Oh, yeah, this food insecurity that we have in our community. And one of the reasons is the distribution. We have food, and we have food. We have great people that want to help. So big opportunity coming up this weekend. This week, it's actually May 10th. So, Jeremy, just go through that again. And you've seen this. It's been around for 30 years. The U.S. Post Office works with the food pantries, and they collect food. So you're going to get the bags?
But the other part we were just talking about during the break, everybody wants to help.
Oh, that, volunteer hours. And we need volunteers. We need volunteers to help pick up the food. So two people drive, somebody's the runner, and somebody is in the car. So they'll give you a little map, and you say, look, I'm willing to do this for 1, 2, 3, 4 hours. So we need people, partners, to do that. The other thing that we need people to do is this food gets dropped off at a distribution center, either on Coffrin or on Packerland.
Yep.
And we need help with that. That's something your family could sign up to do, or you and your friends, or you students.
Or community service, schools.
You students that need your 15 hours.
Yep.
And we had 45 kids at a shelter yesterday, washing windows. They're great kids, but they want to get their, some 5 hours in. This is a great opportunity to do that. And how good you're going to feel about feeding our community, because this stuff stays local, comes from local, stays local. So how can we get this if somebody's listening?
Yeah, so you can reach out to me for volunteer opportunities at nalc619soh@gmail.com.
Just wait, NALC.
Yep, nalc619soh@gmail.com. Okay.
All right, we'll put that on our website.
Got a good text here. I'm curious, do they work with any of the school districts? Tina?
The school districts have not historically participated in the Stamp Out Hunger food drive.
Okay.
But that's okay. They sure can from a volunteer standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we'd love them. I mean, you'd love them too.
Yeah, we would love.
Yeah.
So for me, rooted in, we are assigned a pickup time of 2 o'clock p.m. And we have requested 2 1,000-pound totes of food. So we will load up one tote into a trailer and then bring it back to our office.
How do you carry a 1,000-pound tote?
On a trailer.
The trailer. And then I will need volunteers after 2:30 p.m. to help us unload 1,000 pounds of food from the trailer into our office.
Got it.
And then we will go back to Coffrin, pick up the second tote of 1,000 pounds, bring it back, and then we will need people to also unload again.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So, and Selena's one of the smaller pantries. Like, we have some pantries that are getting, like, requesting 10 totes.
Wow.
Or
10,000 pounds.
Yep.
Right.
So we'll hopefully, last year, we, between the two offices in Green Bay, we got about 60,000 pounds of donations, and that's on the lower side.
Right.
So we've had upwards of 100,000 pounds of donations on previous.
Wow. Selena, contact you for, let's say, that part.
For Rooted In, for any volunteers. And if I end up with too many volunteers, we will find a job for you to do.
And I just want to say something, though. What you just said, throwing out those numbers, that kind of like illuminates the need in this area that we who are, middle Americans don't see. And you guys do. And for your people, your walkers, your postal people, who I have all the respect in the world for, you guys see it, don't you?
Yep. Yep.
Or you guys, I shouldn't say guys, you men and women see it.
Yeah, in our communities, we kind of know also what's going on with our communities, and we also see the need.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people see it. I mean, John was just putting out the window, some people walking by here. What can I do? Do you want to run out there and give the guy $5? It's like, is that the right thing to do? And I don't know. I'm not sure it really is. But to direct people to some of the services we have in our community, 13 food pantries, obviously.
One other thing. So I told Jim, I live right here. I live downtown Green Bay. Okay. And go ahead. Everybody laugh first before I say it. Go ahead.
I was going to say he walks. But
I'm a big walker.
He walks. He lives upstairs. What's 40 steps maybe? 45.
Well, it's going upstairs.
We get it up. We're good.
He takes the elevator up.
Okay. But not down. I always walk down.
Go ahead.
Hey,
what's your
point? I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is, I've actually told Jim sometimes with some of these neighborhoods I walk through, it's like, holy crap, I walked down such and such street. That's a tough street. You work Title Town, everything's phenomenal. When you walk,
best place to live.
Yeah, when you walk a city and you see, and what I'm saying is, you people in the postal department that do what, you guys probably know a city as well as anybody, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why if you're involved.
I've only been in Green Bay for about 3 years. I was in Appleton beforehand. So,
but you guys know everywhere. A community.
Yeah.
So if you're involved with this, it's legit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. But, mm-hmm. Jimmy, I just want to say that when we go to mayor school, they tell you one of the things to do, they give you a lot of things to do, visit the pantries and all that, but visit the schools. But to walk your
neighborhood. Order sweater vests?
Order sweater. He doesn't like my sweater vest. I love them. Anyway, to walk your community. You just see more, you feel more. It's just a different thing when you're walking versus car park. Anyway, driving. Go ahead. So let's go.
Yeah, and I just really want to give a huge shout out to the United Way of Brown County. Yes. We did not have bags the last 2 years because we did not have funding. And it's been proven that when there are bags distributed in the community, more people donate food. Mm-hmm. So we're just like, we're so excited to have this opportunity to get the bags out there. So please fill them up because people need the food.
Between the postcards and the bags, it's a visual reminder to the community.
I'm not sure we got the Rooted Inc. contact info yet.
Oh, yeah. Me, Selena Darrow, Selena at rootedininc.org.
Okay.
And our website is www.rootedininc.org. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
All right.
Okay, so if I see a bag in my doorknob.
Yep, we're going to have blue bags.
Blue
grocery bags.
What would you love to see in that bag?
I would love to see whole foods. So beans, canned protein, peanut butter, pasta, rice, not seasoned rice that people can actually cook with. Those sorts of things.
All right.
And awesome.
And if you don't, go out and buy it too, right? I mean, you know, we got to support this. This is a big deal for our
community.
But nothing
perishable.
Right.
Perishable.
Right. All right. We're on it. You guys, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're behind the scenes, but you make Green Bay a better place.
What a great combination between
this is great.
Postal Service.
Love it.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
We'll do it.
Okay. All right.
We're doing it.
Thank you so much, Selena.
Thanks.
Whatever we can do to help your cause.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You got
it. Thanks, guys.
Quick break. Back at us.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and
from local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a rainy Thursday morning. Thank you so much, Selena Darrow and Jeremy Beck, Rooted In with the United States Postal Service. They're going to put bags in your doorknobs. Give them stuff.
Yeah, this week, you're going to get the bag, and then you put that bag out by 9:30 on the 10th.
Yep.
All right, so 9:30 on the 10th. You put those bags out, and it's Stamping Out Hunger, and they're going to collect, I don't know, 60, 70, 80,000 pounds of food, which is tremendous if you think about that. And it's going to go to 13 distribution points in our community. So this is an opportunity. You see people sometimes on the street, or you see people, you hear people are hungry. This is an opportunity to help. And
absolutely.
You can, as much as you want to put in there, and I'm sure they'd be okay if you put
a
check in
effort?
There too.
You go into your cupboard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're driving it to someplace. And
Right. And they pick it up. But with that said, and you go to our Todd will post all this, but we do need volunteers. People, you know, two people to drive. So a couple of these students want to do that and just drive around, sign up for an hour or two or 3 hours, because I know you got to get your 15 hours in, or just do it because you want to do it. And then we need people when it comes to the distribution sites on Coffin Road as well as on Packer Land. We need people to help there. And so all the information is on there, but this is a great, great thing for our community. We do it annually.
And again, go into your cupboards.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do whatever. Just go in your cupboards and fill a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about something else. Becky Sorensen from On Broadway Incorporation. And everybody that comes in here on Broadway, what's the first thing we say to every one of them before we do anything?
When's the public market opening?
No, the other one.
Oh.
What we're not going to do.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear this.
Me too.
Dunk Tank.
Oh, yeah, they're having you guys are event-driven over there.
And you're the director of this whole thing.
And we are not doing, we're done with Dunk Tanks. We've done our dues.
Mary,
paid our dues.
You can plead with us. No. And I know why. You know what? Can I be honest with you? I don't mean to sound
crabby.
No, I'm not crabby.
Angry?
No,
angry.
I'm not.
Like that guy said.
No, I'm not.
Oh, gee,
don't you ever say that again. But anyway, no, what I'm saying is I think they just want to see our bodies. Yeah, I think it's a little bit what? Of a, you know what I mean? I think we're being used.
The more I think about it.
I think we're being used.
Think about that. We do. That's.
Yeah. And we're not going for that, Betsy. There,
we're not falling for that.
There.
All right.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi. How are you? Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's great having you.
Again, on Broadway, event driven, and you know, you're in charge of that. We're going to get to this.
Were you in charge of the concert Saturday night or Friday? I'll tell you what, that was spectacular.
Thank you. Yeah, I was not in charge of it, but I was there helping, running the beverage tents. I also manage our volunteer program.
Okay, I just want to say something, and I'm certainly not blowing smoke up, but 20 years? No, 15? How many years ago was it? You actually contacted us at the radio station, and it was when they were, like, giving Light Park a birth, a rebirth. It was like us.
Put those flags up there. I mean, that's a cool park. That's going to be even a cooler park,
from,
too.
From what that place used to be versus what it is now, and I was telling this was, you know, possibly by mistake or whatever, but the way the stage was set up the other night, and you had that band on, okay, and I live right upstairs of, you could, okay, the sound that came across the water from that, you built that big pavilion or whatever, and that sound coming across is incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it.
That thing you did the other night with that band, and I've never heard an audience more into a band than they were.
They were pretty stoked. You know, we had kind of a stacked lineup with lots of different genres, something for everybody, and those headliners really did bring the crowd, and we were pleased.
But what a great setting that is for music.
Yeah.
And I think the water helps it, like, you know, bring it throughout the entire community.
Yeah.
It was really, but the crowd was so into it.
Yeah, the crowd was great, and Lake Park really is so lovely. We worked closely with the city of Green Bay to bring some enhancements to the park specifically for that event, but hopefully we'll stay and, you know, continue to
great
add
venue.
Some.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's getting there. That needs a lot of work. I mean, you need permanent restrooms there. I don't know if you're going to put a band shell on there permanently, but that is going to be a great place for Green Bay someday. But you got to keep at it. And I know that some of your proceeds go to support the park.
Correct. So all the tips that were brought in from the beverage tents will go towards that development project.
That was a fun project.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about how you're going to leverage it this year.
Yeah, so we are coming up in June. We're starting our third year of the Levitt Amp Green Bay Music Series. And we are super excited. It's a 10-week concert series from June 1st to August 3rd. So there'll be a free concert weekly in Lake Park.
Thanks to Mrs. Levitt, or what's Levitt?
So the Levitt Foundation was founded by Mimi and Mortimer Levitt. They are based out of Los Angeles.
Nobody's called Mimi. I had an auntie Mimi. Nobody's called Mimi and Mimi anymore.
Mimi. Yeah,
that's
Mimi.
Freaking us
still
back.
Kind of. Well, okay, yeah. So yeah. Mimi's one of them. Are they still living? Or
no, Mimi and Mortimer have passed. It was run by their daughter Liz, who actually also passed away last year. Oh, so now they're changing, they're restructuring some things. It's now going to be called the Levitt Family Foundation. But they award a grant to many, probably over 30 communities around the country, small to mid-size, specifically this.
That's
AMP
not a
grant.
Lot to get that. I mean, that's competitive.
It is, yeah. And there's a whole application process. I don't know if any of you guys listening remember a few years ago, we did a whole like campaign to vote to get this grant.
Right.
You got it.
And we did. We got
awesome.
It. Yeah.
So they match funds. They're half of it, and then the community steps up, or do you charge for these events, or how does it work?
Having both of us worked in nonprofits, I don't know if people realize that sometimes, that somebody gives a nice check and say, oh, man, you guys are in Fat City. Well, that's where the work just starts, right?
Right.
If it's matching funds.
Yeah. It's matching funds. Yeah, so tough. It's a three-year grant. So each year the foundation gives us $30,000, which we then have to match. I will say the majority of that goes to paying for the artists.
Of course.
Because it's 10 weeks. We have two artists each week. But yeah, so we're in the third year of this grant program and hopefully going to be renewing for another
great
cycle.
And the events, I was reading through this, and you know, you got interesting artists. Do they tell you who they want you to promote, or do you have people coming up? How does that work?
They don't tell us, they don't give us an artist roster or anything like that. They have specific criteria. So really the goal of the Levitt Amp series is to bring kind of diverse new types of music right. that people might not be used to hearing, but featuring up and coming artists, people that have professionally released music, and, you know, really featuring those folks that could, you know, that are kind of rising to the top. And so they have criteria that we have to meet, like a certain amount of.
Can I just jump in real quick? We had Matt on yesterterday from the.
I was going to say that too.
That's a tough job.
Yeah.
To find them on the way up or on the way down. I mean, because some are so big.
He said that people want is just like, we can't do it.
Well, these guys don't charge. So, right. I mean, that's crazy.
So this is a free event, free to the public. It's also, we have food trucks and a beverage tent there, but we encourage folks to bring chairs, bring a picnic. You know, we really want this to be an inclusive space for everybody, for the whole community.
So when does this kick off?
June 1st is our
That's coming
first,
up.
Yeah, it is. It's a month. Right, yeah, May 1st is today, so a month away.
You know what's funny? You know what? You know I'm gonna tell young kids about growing old. Bleep happens so fast. I remember being at a meeting. It's like, well, for the NFL, it's a year and a half away, and now it's past us. And you're talking about June. It's like, okay, that's coming up.
I mean, know.
Life doesn't slow down.
It
that's what I'm saying when you're planning things.
Yeah,
it is coming up. Really
and you guys
quick.
Have a lot going on over there too, which makes it. Go faster for you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Event after event, right?
So who was the committee? Did you select the music? And tell us about some of the artists that you're excited about.
Yeah, so we...
Because we want to be on that committee.
Oh, great.
But not Todd, because we don't know the people that he listens to. So,
actually, yeah. Todd should be on the committee.
We're gonna... He should, but he's... No, he's too smart.
All right.
Todd, we're talking about you. Get back in the studio.
So we do have a planning committee. It's made up of different community members kind of around the city. From different backgrounds, different you know, areas.
Did you get a call?
What?
Pardon me? Did you get a call to be on that committee?
Well, you're welcome
to
join.
Did you get a text or an email? Because I did not. I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe now's the chance.
There because you know what you need to do?
What?
Trucker Thursday.
Trucker Thursday?
Yeah. All trucker music.
Is that your event
that's
pitch?
Thing. Yeah.
That's okay. I'll bring that to the team.
You didn't even write it down.
I got it in my head.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Nice to write it down.
Well, I don't have a pen.
I'll call Brian right now.
I'll call
Brian. All right. So we're kicking this off Sunday, June 1st. And your headliner is Traveling Suitcase.
Correct. Traveling Suitcase is the
I
headliner?
Love those guys.
Yeah.
I never heard of them.
Oh, great. Well,
sorry.
We're really old guys.
No, go ahead.
You know what? I've never seen a person more excited about anything other than him the other day.
What was that?
What was that?
We're going to try to get his second all-time musical idol on our show.
It's true.
And who is that?
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
Don't you say Wayne Newton like you don't know Wayne Newton.
Be careful.
Oh, you do? Okay.
He'll kick you right out of the studio if you disparage Wayne Newton.
Anyway, all right, so.
And I'm going to get started with Liberace. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Traveling Suitcase is our headliner for June 1st. They're from Wisconsin. We've had kind of a pared-down version of their band, a duo or trio, perform at some of our other events. So we're really excited to have them back. And then our opener is Maddie Batsley, who is a Madison-based artist.
And that's at 4 o'clock, which is nice.
Yes, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Right, it's like a chill time. It's perfect. The weather's... It's a little warm, get out there. But I want to talk about the second one because that's unbelievable who you got for that.
Yeah.
Get this, Johnny. You reading that? 100 million views.
Yeah.
350,000 followers. I mean, tell me about this guy.
Yeah. David Yang, we are really excited about him. You know, he's been writing his own lyrics since he was 16.
And I'm just going to jump in on one thing with that, what you said. Okay, in our day, it was like somebody would do an album, and that's how you got to know them.
Right,
now they develop an unbelievable following.
100 million.
Social media, TikTok.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But he kind of blends, you know, those hip-hop, rap, R&B, and some traditional Hmong music, because he is a part of the Hmong community as well. But we are actually partnering with Maeve Passion, which is a new nonprofit kind of in the area, to extend that event to make it all, we're calling it a Hmong music showcase.
Awesome. Hey, you know who I was with yesterday, Jim? At the Vietnam thing,
what's that?
The Hmong veterans that we had here in the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he came up to me and he goes, do you remember me? I was in your radio show. It's like, it's that whole bunch that were there. What wonderful gentlemen.
And that's nice that we have a strong Hmong community here.
We do.
And they're very active and we can learn a lot from them. In terms of.
Don't go to their parties if you don't drink, right, Jim?
Well, a little bit of that. But
they
got
Jim hammered at his last event.
That was a funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I showed up, it was like, important for them, and so they bring out like Jack Daniels and stuff, and I'm not real good with that.
Okay.
So anyway, I had to call for a ride.
Oh, well, you know,
just
it happens.
Giving you a warning.
It happens.
All right. Well, okay, so this is every Sunday. Are they consecutive?
Yes. There are two exceptions. So we are rolling our, you know, Sunday concerts into a couple of the other events we have going on this summer. So the Ignite Market, the first one, is on June 21st, and that's a Saturday. So we will have kind of the Levitt Amp Green Bay Music Series stage at the Ignite Market.
We're going to keep you around for the next segment, but just quickly run through the rest of your lineup, and then we'll get more on it.
Yeah, I'll just go through the headliners. Yeah. We've got Traveling Suitcase, David Yang, Melody Angel, who's a blues rock musician. Bridget Calls Me Baby, which is alt and indie. Radio Free Honduras, which is kind of Latin Americana. Parker Barrow, blues-infused southern rock. Shamar Allen, which is hip-hop and kind of New Orleans jazz. Fox Crossing String Band, which is an all-female bluegrass band. And Indigenous, which is indigenous and 90s rock. And then Lemon Bucket Orchestra to close out the series, which is a Ukrainian folk punk band.
Wow. What a variety of music you're bringing. That's just very cool. That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I want to get a little bit more info on this. That's the selection committee. It's a good thing It's a good thing we're not on there.
I know.
That's awesome.
We would have Wayne Newton,
yeah, right?
Red Solvay.
Couple
he's
polka
been
bands.
Dead for 20 years. Yeah. I'm still trying to get him. You stick around. This is cool.
Thanks, guys.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, the Big Ten 4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs.
Cab over Pete with a reefer on.
And a Jimmy hauling hogs.
Get this guy. Was he dead?
I don't know.
I believe he is.
Yeah, most people you like are. Okay, anyway.
I like you.
I've looked at jumping.
Hi,
okay,
Betsy.
So
how are you?
I'm doing well.
I still think you're Irish.
I am a little bit Irish. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
You are the director.
Are you is your wife Irish?
No, Swedish.
Because your daughters almost look Irish. They have like reddish hair, don't they? Blondish reddish?
No.
No? Mm-mm. I mean, I'm thinking of somebody else.
You are.
Okay, sorry.
You've got a lot going on. I just say there's a lot going on in Broadway,
yeah.
But I want to talk about your lane, which is this Levitt Amp. And Levitt.
Okay, well, some of our best discussions are during breaks. Something else you brought up, though. Momentum is so important.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys.
In anything.
Yes.
Business, sports.
Yes.
And getting sponsors. Mm-hmm. Sponsors want to jump aboard things that are going this way. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like these schools that are hurting for money. Schools that have money are getting more money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, we just love winners.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You guys are doing it.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
So I think that's cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, the whole part of the element of the Levitt Amp grant program is to bring programming to maybe some underutilized spaces in small to mid-sized communities. And so I think it's been really great to help program that park, and it's just continuing to get programmed more and more. And we've got, you know, the Draft City Music Fest was kind of the first time that we mm-hmm. took the development project kind of public. So yeah, there's some cool stuff happening.
And hate to say it, but just tell everybody where Light Park is. Because the one thing in Northeast Wisconsin, no matter what you give a direction, you have to have a landmark.
Yeah.
It's by the Quick Trip. Right. Oh, I know where you're there. You go. Okay. So go ahead and give a, you know.
Yeah. So Light Memorial Park is right off of the Main Street Bridge on the, you know, west side of the river, right by the depot.
Look for, okay.
We need to support
okay,
them, too.
Okay, I'm going to say something, and all of a sudden, every single person will know where it is. Donald Driver.
Right.
Donald Driver. Yep. Donald Driver Lane. Yep. That's the one.
His statue.
Yep. His statue. Yep. Absolutely.
So that's where it is. It's you're not closing the bridge for these, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay,
nope.
Right. But they're still well attended.
Yes, they are.
And there's plenty of parking. People can park over here. It's obviously free parking on weekends. They can just walk across the bridge, or there's plenty of parking
on
Broadway.
There is plenty of parking in the park itself. Actually, there's a huge parking lot. So, and we keep that open.
I thought it was kind of, I'm not a big fan of road closures, mm-hmm. but I thought it was kind of cool the other night when the bridge was closed, the Radnitsky Bridge was closed down because there were so many people walking and cutting across the roads.
Exactly.
And everything.
Yeah. And that's really why we do it, for pedestrian traffic. So, and it was great on Wednesday night when we did the fire. fireworks. People were lined up on the bridge watching the fireworks.
Because I'll be honest with you, the night Musk was in town, okay, mm-hmm. horrible night. I mean, rainy and windy and wind coming off the bay. And I was right up, I was taking pictures, and I must have seen potentially five or six near tragic, because people were, there was no, you know, anything. They're just running right across here.
Yeah, and other people pay attention to the lights.
I swear to, I mean, between people having to stop and squealing of brakes and everything. So when I walked to your event the other night, it was great that it was just so safe.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
And even for these things, you bring people out to direct traffic, don't you? Across the street, I mean. There's,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah, and it does depend on the size of the event too, but typically. Yeah.
All right. So we got, there's 10 of these. How many did you say?
Yes, 10.
10 events. And we want to thank the Levitt Family Foundation for matching this grant, helping us utilize maybe spaces that could be utilized more in the downtown.
Absolutely.
And the other, the focus on the artists that are kind of coming up.
Yeah.
I think that they need that. It's competitive, right? And it's a lot of social media, and to play in front of a live audience, there's nothing like it. And that's nice of you to reach out. I love the variety of music you have. I mean, that was a good committee put together.
Who else brings in this eclectic of a lineup?
Yeah, and the cool thing is, too, that it's all original music, right? And we have so many cover bands here, and we love our cover bands. They are near and dear to us. But sometimes it's cool, too, to hear some new original music that maybe you wouldn't normally listen to.
And at 4 o'clock on a Sunday, that's that's a good time.
What else you got going on?
Exactly. What else you got going on?
Yeah, we kind of tried to, hit the maybe folks that are finishing up at church and brunch, or people that are coming back from their cabins for the weekend.
There's no football game in the afternoon.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for doing this. I think this is...
And we have both of our daughters live in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Okay. And I don't know about you, but one of the first things I wanted to when I visited was go through the Soho district.
Yeah.
I think you guys are could be a mini Soho district.
Oh,
you
know what
have you been there?
I have been to Soho.
Would you agree, though, as far as kind of eclectic? What? No?
I think the cheapest Blazers are about $1.5 million.
Well, no. But I'm saying as far as the entertainment and the little shops and the little restaurant type things.
Yeah, I would say that is a great aspiration. Goal.
Love it.
Yes,
love it.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Downtown's going to be have you ever heard of Manhattan? So, yes, we're getting there.
I also do want to give a quick shout out to our presenting sponsor, Fox Communities Credit Union.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Love them. We love them.
Absolutely, yes, man. They've been
Fox.
Awesome
they
for us.
They've been wonderful.
Well, that's great. Do you need volunteers to help out with this? Are you good?
We do. So we've got a couple different opportunities. As I mentioned, I run the volunteer program as well as direct the special events. So we have beverage tent serving opportunities at all of these concerts. We also need help setting up and tearing down.
Okay.
We use the park's mobile show wagon stage, and it takes some labor to set it up and tear it back down.
Okay, so how do we contact you?
If somebody hasn't been there, though, it's a lot bigger than you would realize just by driving past it.
4.5 acres, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty big. I would say that there's a grassy lot kind of north of the park proper that technically isn't part of the park, but...
But since everybody's on it, we claim it as our own. You're right. Okay, so tell me, how do we contact you if we want to volunteer? I mean, this stuff's all going to be on Broadway's website, and we're going to have plenty of information on this. But
it is.
Tell me about how if we want to help.
Yeah, so if you're interested in getting involved in any capacity, joining a committee, we've got a hype team that helps, spread the word in the community. You can reach out to me. My email address is Betsy, BETSY, @ onbroadway.org. Otherwise, all this information is on our website, which is at downtowngreenbay.com.
Great. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah,
this is going to be a fun summer. Thanks to you.
Yeah,
this is going to be awesome.
Keep doing what you guys do.
Right.
And next time we want an update on a public market.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
I got a free stand coming.
A free
from
stand?
From Brian.
Okay, gotcha.
Make sure I still got that, okay?
Okay, I'll touch base
with
him.
Write that down. You didn't write anything? You haven't written anything down.
You don't write much down, right?
Everything I've told you, none of that have you written down.
You got to give me a pen.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.